The double ender arrived late in March on the barge, carefully wrapped and carefully shipped for free back into the bay, courtesy of Alaska Marine Lines. Fred Anderson, the president of the Bristol Bay Historical Society, was there to watch as number 5 came off onto the dock. How he learned about this relic of the old days started about 2 years ago when he was visiting the Anchorage Museum on an unrelated matter.
When they heard that I was from Bristol Bay, they mentioned that they had a completely restored Bristol Bay sailboat in their collection that they were going to put into permanent storage forever because they don't have any room. And so I told them, well, this is a crime to do this.
The double enders still in existence today range from museum quality for a few on display to those that have washed up and rotted away on Bristol Bay beaches. Anderson says the Anchorage Museum did a fantastic job restoring Kagyong No. 5 to its old glory.
It's a completely restored sailboat, complete with sails and all the riggings, anchor, even a net from that era. So it's quite beautiful.
The 1932 vessel is large at 26 feet long and 9 feet abeam and has a bright orange streak to identify it to its cannery. Number 5 will join an older sailboat in what is a growing local collection of Bristol Bay's old, now iconic, fleet. Anderson says the Historical Society hopes to build a new facility to house the 14 wooden boats he's helped save from the landfill over the years.
So what I want to have in the boathouse is the evolution of the wooden fishing boat. So we now have 2 sailboats, and then we have what is called a conversion, is a first sailboat with an engine, and then we have the first conversions with cabins and on up to the last wooden boats made.
The Historical Society proudly opened its doors in the new museum in downtown Naknek in 2015 after being closed for about a decade. Anderson says the opening took years of planning and fundraising to achieve, and he imagines getting a new outbuilding to house these vessels will take some time as well. Still, preserving artifacts of the region's rich history always proves worth the time and expense.
When we get young people come to the museum, you can just see in their face, they're just so excited. I've had young kids, 6 and 7 years old, come up to me with $5 bills and say, "Here, Fred, this is for your museum." And those kind of things really get me emotional. In fact, I'm trying to maintain right now. But education is a big part of what we're doing.
If not sooner, Anderson says he hopes to have a formal unveiling of Kagyong No. 5 at this year's Fishtival in Naknek in July. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.